Shalom to all. Today's off is about Basra Daf Tzadi Beis, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with a brand new parak. And today's off is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarah Basra Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And Mishnah says, Hamecher Peres Chaveroi, a person sold produce to his friend Vizaron, and the guy planted them Veloy Tzomchu, and they didn't grow. Vafil Zera Pishton, even if he sold in Pishton flaxseed, Einechem Achruson, the seller is not responsible for these faulty seeds. Now this is when they were sold stam. The buyer didn't express what he wants them for. He didn't say he wants them to eat or that he wants to plant them. He just bought them without saying anything. And the reason why the seller is not responsible for them is because he could always claim, I was selling them for eating purposes, not for planting purposes. If you would have told me that you want to plant them, I would have told you, nah, it's not going to work. You have to buy something else. And since it wasn't clear beforehand, we say that the seller is not chayv. He's not responsible for anything here. And the chiddush over here is that this is even in regards to pishton, flax, which is usually bought for planting. It's not bought for eating. Since some will buy it for eating, the meicher is still potter over here. Now, Rav Shem Gamliel says, Zareini gino she'en nechalin, garden seeds that are not able to be eaten, chayv bachriyuson, in this case, the seller is chayv for them because obviously the guy bought them for planting. And the Gemara tells us, Itmar was stated, a person sold an ox to his friend, venim to nagchan, and it turned out to be a nagchan, a goring ox, and this is definitely not what he wants. The buyer claims, I wanted this ox to plow, and I can't do anything with it. It's so wild, it just goes around goring all day. I claim it's a mekachtos, I want my money back, and you take your crazy shar back. What's a halacha? Rav Amri tells us, how is it mekachtos? It's a mekachtos. Whereas the Shmuel Amr Shmuel says, yachal loy mer loy, the seller can tell the buyer, l'shchita mecharta v'lcha, I sold it to you to shecht it. When you came to me asking me for an ox, my intention was, here's an ox so you could shecht it and make a nice barbecue. And therefore, according to Shmuel, the lekech is not allowed to be chayzer, and the mecher does not have to give him any of his money back. As I'm going to hold on a second, v'lechsi, why don't we take a look? E gavr dezavr l'nechsasa, l'nechsasa, iliradio, iliradio. Let's analyze the buyer. Is he a type of guy that usually buys an ox for its meat because he's a butcher, and that's what a butcher is going to be buying for? So then obviously, he bought it for its meat. Whereas if he's going to be buying it for plowing, that's what radio is. For example, he's a farmer, and so he definitely is buying an ox for plowing. So we can assume that of course he bought it for plowing, and then the mecher would be in the wrong. How could Rav say that it's always a mekachtos, and Shmuel says that it's always not a mekachtos? So answer no. This case that we're talking about is begavde zavin lahachi lahachi. We're talking about a fellow who will buy for this and will buy for that. Sometimes he'll buy for meat, sometimes he'll buy for plowing. The Gemara is asking, there's still a way to determine this. Why don't we see how much money was paid for it? A plowing ox is way more expensive than an ox for meat. As let's just see how much he paid for it. The answer is loy tzricha the eiker bisra v'kam b'dmei radio. The cost of meat went so high that's actually the same value as an ox for plowing. As the Gemara yachiv, that's so l'man afkamina. So what's an afkamina over here? What's the whole argument? What's lekech trying to taina? He's not asking for refund in the price discrepancy. So what is he asking for? And the answer is nafkamina l'tircha. The nafkamina is who has to go through the tircha, the trouble of dealing with his wild ox. If you want to say it's a mekachtos, so he could just give the ox back, get his money back, and the meicher now has to deal with it. Whereas if you want to say it's not a mekachtos, then the lekech is the one that has to deal with selling the ox, getting money, and buying an ox, which is good for plowing. However, we continue discussing this. Hey chidami, what exactly is the situation? Tzadi beis on beis on top. If the meicher doesn't have any money to pay for this ox, he used all the money from the sale, bought ice cream with it, and now he doesn't have any money to refund the buyer. So this is still an irrelevant discussion because la'akav tur bezuse, let the lekech just keep the ox for the money that he's owed. In other words, even if you want to say that he's owed money, at the end of the day, the meicher doesn't have any money to give him. So either which way, the lekech's going to end up with this ox because that's basically going to be his payment for trying to return the ox. And how do we know that the ox itself could be used as payment? Damri inshi, because people say min mari reshvaseich pari efra, from the one who owes you money, even be paid bran. In other words, if a person doesn't have cash, he could pay with anything that has value, even something so unimportant like bran. And it's the same thing here. If the meicher doesn't have any money to pay the lekech, he could just give him the ox itself, the one the lekech himself is trying to return. So Gemara says loy tzricha. No, this is what we're talking about. The ikla shlumine, where he does have money. Rav says here is a mekachtos, this is a mekachtos, and here's Rav Svara baser rubas linon. We go baser. The majority of people roiv verubal radius avni, and most people buy oxen to plow, not to make barbecues. Ushmolam Chashma would tell you kielzin baser ruba. When do we go baser roiv? When do we follow majority? Be isura. That's only when we're dealing with isurim. But when we're dealing with mamonis, monetary cases, we do not go baser roiv. An example of isur would be, let's say a person finds a piece of meat in the street, and there's 9 kosher butcheries and 1 treif one. So we say roiv tells us, the majority shows, that this piece of meat is probably from one of the kosher stores. So that's when we'll follow roiv. But in terms of mamonis, in terms of monetary disputes, we don't follow roiv. So this is our machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, when do we go baser roiv? And the parentheses tells us, simen, isha, ve'eved, shar, shvar, and upeirois. We're going to have 5 different mishnahs and braises that discuss this. So number one, meis ve'we have mishnah, tells us, garsha, a woman who is widowed or divorced, and she's trying to collect her ksuba, v'hiyavars, and she says, besula nisasi, I got married as a besula, and my ksuba is 200. Who aimer, and the husband, or his yarshim, say, loy, ki el amon nisasich, you were married as an amon, and your ksuba is only 100. So anyway, paskin, the mishnah tells us, if there are edim that when she got married, she went out, behinuma, which is basically a veil covering her face, verosha perua, meaning her hair was undone, ksuba masayim, then her ksuba is 200, because because only Besulois would get married like this. Now, what do we see from here? Time to take Edem. The only reason why she would get 200 is because there's Edem. Halakha Edem, but that's mashma if there's no Edem, lie, that she would not get 200. But Vamai, why is that? Lema, let's say, Halakha Rav Anashim, let's go follow Rav women, the Rav Nashim Besulois Nisais, and the majority of women get married as Besulois. And since we see we do not follow Rav and that we need Edem, it must be this Mishnah is not like Rav, because Rav says that we do follow Rav. And again, this is a Mamanis case. So I'm Ravina. Ravina answers that this Mishnah is different. Mishum Ikal Meimar, it's in this particular case we're able to say that Rav Nashim Besulois Nisais, most women get married as Besulois, Umiyat Almanois, and a minority get married as Almanois, Vachal Nisis Besula, and anyone that gets married as a Besula, Yashla Koil. There's a Koil, there's a voice, there's noise, there's people talking, everybody knows about it. Vizu, but this woman, Hoyal Vain La Koil, since she doesn't have a Koil, Isra La Ruba. Now there's a weakening in this Rav of hers, and that's why she needs Edim. Meaning we could say that in a standard case that we have Rav, we will follow that. But this is not a standard case. She has Reyesa, a weakening of her Rav, because she doesn't have this Koil, that she got married as a Besula, and that's why she needs Edim. Ask more, hold on a second. E Koil Nisis Besula, Yashlan Koil. If you want to say that every woman that gets married as a Besula has a Koil, that everyone's talking about it and everyone's going to know, Ki Ika Edim, my Hava. Even if we have Edim saying that we know, don't worry, she got married as a Besula, that shouldn't make a difference. Midalasla Koil, since she doesn't have a Koil, Sadi Shakri Nenu, then we have to suspect that these Edim are actually liars and that she didn't get married as a Besula. The Gemara says you're right. We just have to tweak the explanation a little bit. El, or rather, what we really mean to say is that Rav Hanyas's Besulais, Yashlan Koil, the majority of women who get married have a Koil, and Vazu, this woman, Hoyova in La Koil, since she didn't have a Koil, is Israel Ruba, so she has Reyes in her Rav. Tashma, now we have an attempted Raya for Rav from the following Braisa. Hamacher Evel Chaveroi, a person sells an Eved to his friend, Venimsa Ganev Oikabiosus. Turns out this Eved was a Ganev or a kidnapper. Higio, literally, this means it reached him. In other words, this is a valid sale, 100% good. The buyer is not allowed to back out, claiming, what type of Eved did you sell me? However, listen to Mizuyan, if it turns out that this Eved was an armed robber, Oimuchtav Lamachas, or he was written over to the government, which means the government has already paskin that he's Chayiv Misa, he has to be killed. So then, Oimurloi, Harishal Chalfanecha, the buyer is allowed to tell the seller, here, take yours, it's right in front of you, meaning take your Eved back, I'm not interested in it, and he gets his money back. And that's because this Eved is as good as dead. A list of Mizuyin eventually will get killed, and his Muchtav Lamachas also has to get killed, and that's why in this case he's allowed to back out. So now we analyze Reisha in the first case, where it turns out the Eved was a Ganiv or kidnapper, Tzadikim Alamayaf on top, my Taima, why is it that he can't back out of the sale? Isn't it because the majority of Vadim are like this? Namely, the majority of Vadim are robbers or kidnappers, and therefore he can't claim it's a Mekachtos. And if that's the truth, then we see from here very clearly that in a Mamanis case, we go Basar Rav. That's just like Rav. The Gemara says, Loi, that's not so. Kulu Hachias Nehu. All of Vadim are like this. Every single Eved is a Ganiv or Kabyustus, and that's why he's not allowed to back out. It's not because of Rav, it's because of Koil, everything. Now we have an attempted Rav for a Mishnah for Shmuel. Tashma, the Mishnah tells us, Shoshanachas Apara, Ashar Gorda Para, Benimtsu Bar Batsida, and when they came to the scene of the crime, they found a dead baby cow next to the cow that was gored, and any ado, it's not known, im achalona kyoda, did the cow give birth before it was gored and it just miscarried, and that's why this baby died, oi imishana kyoda, or if it gave birth after it was gored, in other words, because it was gored, it miscarried, and then that means the owner of the shar that gored would have to pay for this. So what's the halacha? Mishal chasi nezek lapara, half nezek has to be paid for the para itself, and that's because we're talking about a shar tam that gored, so only half nezek is paid, or a veal of vlad, and only quarter nezek is paid for the vlad, because at most, half nezek would have to be paid, but since it's a suffix, we're not so sure what happened, we do half of half, which is a quarter. Now the question is, Vamai, why would this be? Lemahal chacharoy paros. Why don't we just say that we follow the roif of cows, v'roif paros misabris v'yoldos, and the majority of cows become pregnant and give birth in regular time. Vaha v'ademachos n'gichay pila. And this cow in front of us, for sure miscarried because it was gored, and therefore roif should technically tell us that there's no suffix, that for sure it miscarried because it was gored, and that means the owner of the shor should have to pay full nezek, not just quarter nezek. And since we don't say that, it must be that we do not go basar rive when we're dealing with mamanis. So again, the Gemara says not a raya. Hasam yishim demisapkalon over there. What's our suffix? They claim because we could say mikama asa umbiasuse pila, that the shar started charging at this cow in front of it, and the cow is watching the shar charge at it, and because of the fear, that's what biasusa. Because of the fear that it experienced, that's why it miscarried. But that's not something the owner of the shar would be chayev for. They claim, but we could also say machira asa, that the shar came from behind umingach nagchavi pila, and it was only after it gored the cow, then it miscarried. In such a case, have a moment of multiple suffix. This is a monetary matter, which is a suffix. We just simply don't know. And every moment of multiple suffix, we just say chalkin, we split it 50-50, and that's why you only have to pay quarter nezek and not full half nezek. Once again, we do not have a rive from this Mishnah. It's not a regular discussion of rive. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.